1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Eaton High School in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Baseball, or I should say softball game of the week. Boy, thoughts, just seeing the bright white bases and the lines out there. We're calling it baseball. Softball state quarterfinals today. Eaton Reds and the La Junta Tigers in this one. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us right here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez. Caught me, guys. I'm out of breath. Caught me going back and forth to my car. I forgot my mask. That's my new mantra. I forgot my mask 347 times in the car today. So, boy, I think I've lost 14 pounds just running back to it. Good stuff today. The Reds and the La Junta Tigers. Well, the Reds own a 9-0 series lead over the Tigers. They played twice in the state tournament. That was in 2016 in the quarterfinals, just like today, a quarterfinal game where the Reds won 13-3. And then 2015, a first-round game of the Field of 16, they won 8-4, the Reds did. So 2-0 in the playoffs, 9-0 overall against the Tigers. And we'll find out, played the Tigers almost every year for the past 7 or 8 years under Dale Hughes. So they know this team pretty well, and we'll find out what they get today. Reds get here by beating Wiley, the 16 seed. The Reds, of course, the number one seed in the tournament. They beat him 11-1. Jenny Jarnigan, a couple of doubles, three ribbies in the ballgame. Brooke Beacom had a left center field shot, a home run, her third of the year. And the Reds went on to win 11-1. Dale Hughes just talked to him a minute ago. He said, like the way the kids hit the ball on Tuesday. We'll find out what it looks like today. Sadie Ross, the impactful and very, very good freshman, will be on the hill for the Reds. 11-1, 1.34 ERA this year. She has been fantastic, and that's just a freshman. And you know the Ross name, of course, her big sister Remy on the way to California to play Division I softball, the X-Red. So pretty good stuff right there. It's La Junta and Eaton today. Should be fun. The 1 versus the La Junta's the 8 or the 8 or 9. They're the 9. They beat the 8 Fort Lupton 4-2 on Tuesday. So the Tigers come in here. Roger Davis in his fifth year coaching this team. They won a title, folks, not too long ago. Back in 2014, they beat Strasburg for the state championship. Reds trying to get their first hardware, their first state title this year. This game, this win today would put them into the semifinals on Saturday. We'll have semifinal action for you on Preps Radio. We're going to take our first break of the pregame show, our great pregame show brought to you by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Proactive Physical Therapy, Sports Medicine, and Greeley and Eaton, the place for your student-athlete this season. Visit ProactiveColorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Anxiety, fear, and just plain dread. That's what most of us feel when headed to the dentist. But Integrated Dental is different. Dr. Buddy Benson and his welcoming staff put your comfort first with exceptional dental care for you and your family. Integrated Dental uses the latest technology to help you achieve the smile of a lifetime. Give them a call, 970-281-5972, and see for yourself. Integrated Dental, 7251 West 20th Street in Greeley.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or BlackBerry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right, A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hey, bruh. Nice to finally see the crib. I can get down with this. Say, brother, you gotta be tripping with these shag carpets. I gotta keep on stepping.
Mitchell's Flooring in Evans can fix your flooring problem with brand new floors to get you caught up to the times. From floors to cabinets to countertops, Mitchell's Flooring will get your crib looking groovy.
This is much better, my man. Let's boogie.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Eaton High School as we get to the quarterfinals of the 3A state tournament here, softball time. And we continue on with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Right now, we get to our players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Marinda Simpson, State Farm, having someone local that is here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for Fort Collins in Northern Colorado. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012. And we'll simply knock it out of the park for you. Call her today, 970-223-8700. It's Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Players to watch for La Junta. Let's go with the two offensive leaders. Jaden Smith, she's a senior, 18 runs batted in on the season, leads the club. Four extra base hits gives her a tie for the club lead right there as well. This is a team that hasn't had many extra base hits, 26 extra base hits in 17 games. Whereas you look at the Reds, they've got 82 to 26 in extra base hits. So the Reds pound the softball compared to La Junta. La Junta, a 307 batting average this year. Also, Lexi Nunez-Rebel is a junior. She hits 347 on the year, 17 hits, 13 runs batted in, a couple doubles, couple triples. And we'll look at her today, no question about it. In the circle for the Tigers today, the sophomore Madison Wiley, 10-3 with a 3.09 ERA. Players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. And for the Eaton Reds, well, let's go ahead and look at the folks swinging the hot bat. Yaya Puente, the senior catcher, at 538 this year. The 29 RBIs leads the club. The 28 hits, second on the club. 13 extra base hits also is right up there, third on the club. How about Sadie Ross, the freshman pitcher? She'll go for his 12th win today, 11-1 on the season so far. Minuscule ERA. She leads the club in the batter's box with 15 extra base hits. 11 doubles for the speedster, Sadie Ross. 27 hits on the year. She's certainly one to watch today. How about Jenny Jarnigan, the senior third baseman? Leads the club in about five different categories. Extra base hits with 15. Doubles with 11, home runs with 4, RBI, she's second with 25, leads the club with 29 hits and 33 runs. Jenny Jarnigan, the senior, having another great year. She's one to watch, no doubt, today. And the other one we're going to throw out there, we talked about Yaya Puente, the 29 RBIs leading the club. She's been terrific, 13 extra base hits. Those are your players to watch into this afternoon's ball game. Brought to you by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We'll come back in a moment, get to our starting lineups. Brought to you by Buildings by Design. We'll do that in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then, but the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job. That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hey, bruh. Nice to finally see the crib. I can get down with this. Say, brother, you gotta be tripping with these shag carpets. I gotta keep on stepping.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans can fix your flooring problem with brand new floors to get you caught up to the times. From floors to cabinets to countertops, Mitchell's Flooring will get your crib looking groovy.
This is much better, my man. Let's boogie.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Marinda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show ahead of the quarterfinal matchup 3A state tournament. Softball time between La Junta and Eaton. And the winner of this one, we already know who they're going to get. The Brush Beet Diggers have beaten Lions today, 9-1. Lions spanked Brush twice this year. They beat the Reds twice. So if you're Dale Hughes and the Reds, you're thinking, oh, boy, do we get them for a third time? Well, you don't. Brush Beet Diggers win 9-1 today in the quarters. So they're on to the Final Four, Brush is. That's a familiar spot for them. We'll see what the Reds can do here. But the Reds will get Brush 10 a.m. Saturday, and we'll have it on air if the Reds take care of their business today. Let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. Still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefebvre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Call them at 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. For the La Junta Tigers, Roger Davis in his fifth year coaching the club. They won the title in 2014, so it hadn't been that long ago. They'll lead off Eliza Frazier, the shortstop, a sophomore. Azalea Gamez, the catcher, is a senior. Lexi Nunez-Rebel, second baseman, she's a junior. Hitting fourth is Jaden Smith, the right fielder, she's a senior. Emily Noel will hit fifth at third base, she's a sophomore. Also another sophomore, Madison Wiley, hits sixth. She's doing the pitching, as we said today. Wiley, a 10-3 record, 3.09 ERA. Jalen Springer will hit seventh. She's the designated player, just a sophomore. Two more sophomores round out the lineup for the Tigers, Brianna Lucero, a first baseman, and Chantel Martinez, the center fielder. For the Eaton Reds, their starting lineups brought to you by Buildings by Design. Blake Duncan leads off and plays shortstop, just a sophomore for the Reds. Emily Pinkstaff, who was a player of the week for us earlier in the season, center fielder, she is a junior. Sadie Ross hits third, the pitcher, she is a freshman. Wood, a year for Sadie Ross, 11-1, 1.34 ERA, ripping the softball, a 519 batting average, 21 ribbies, 15 extra base hits. She can flat out play just like her sister. Jenny Jarnigan is going to hit fourth, play third base. She's a senior. Yaya Puente, the catcher, is a senior. Jamie Woody at first base. She's also a senior. Julia Meager is the designated player. She'll hit seventh, freshman. Brooke Beacom in the eighth spot. She hit the home run, her third of the year in the win over Wiley on Tuesday. The right fielder is a junior. And Olivia Comer, the left fielder, bats ninth. She is a junior out in left field. All right, La Junta and Eaton will come back. We're going to get the on-field line ups here coming up, and we'll also get to our national anthem as well. In fact, while we've got time, just a little bit of time right now, let's talk about this 3A bracket for you folks that maybe don't have all the information on the bracket. Go from the top. That's where the Reds beat Wiley 11-1 on Tuesday. So the Reds and La Junta here today. La Junta knocked off Fort Lupton in their first round. The 9 beat the 8 there. So the 4-2 win by the Tigers gets them to face the Reds today. Below that, Rocky Ford and Brush. Well, Brush beat Rocky Ford. How about that? Brush beats the 13. Brush now has two big upsets in the tournament. Beat Rocky Ford the 4. And beat them 10-7, and Lions over Weld Central 6-0. Brush takes care of Lions today 9-1. So Brush as a 13 seed, two big upsets, and they're into the Final Four. Sterling lost to Lutheran on Tuesday, so Lutheran moved forward to play Strasburg today at 4 o'clock. Strasburg got in a 1-0 win for the Indians against Burlington. Lima and Delta, they played. Lima got the win in that ball game, so the 7 moves on to play University today at 4 p.m. At University High School. So I think they're probably playing at Twin Rivers. University beat Cedar Edge 10-0. So it's the Bulldogs against Lyman in the quarterfinals today. So that's the way it looks in this 3A tournament into the quarterfinals. The only team that's through to the Final Four, the Brush Beet Diggers. Two big upsets for them, and the Beet Diggers are into the Final Four once again. Very cool. All right, we'll come back, and we will get to more of our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show ahead of the Reds and the Tigers in the round of eight, the quarterfinals 3A state tournament. Softball time here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Kevin Harlan and Tony Baselli here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. From Soldier Field in Chicago, Nick Foles and the Bears will take on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tony, both come in with records of 3-1. But Brady and the Bucs seem to have more momentum thanks to a three-game winning streak.
And Kevin, the story all year has been about Tom Brady and Father Time. When is it going to catch up to him? Well, he had a little message for Father Time, and that's 5 touchdown passes, and this Buccaneer offense is rolling. A great comeback win against the Chargers, and they face Chicago Bears and Nick Foles, who are struggling to score points. Nick Foles is going to have to get his act together to keep up with Tom Brady.
We invite you to join us for all the action when the Bucs meet the Bears on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on Northern Colorado's football station, 1310 KFK.
In today's market, we think there are a lot of financial risks for anyone who is over 50, retired, or retiring soon. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. We want to give you a free consultation for investing during these uncertain times. You will receive Social Security strategies, tax saving strategies, and investment strategies, all at no charge or obligation. Protect your financial future.
Call 800-375-1159. That's 800-375-1159.
Whether you want the new oven for that old family recipe or the more efficient washer to shorten laundry day, the Home Depot can help you find the appliances you need faster and easier. With top brands like Samsung, GE, LG, and Frigidaire, and free delivery, you can bring style and function home with fall savings on your next appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases $396 or more, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado, and when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay. The ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe. The ones fixing up our mountain bikes. The ones with a small business and a big dream. And the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Dave is the head of his household. He is the patriarch, a hard worker, and he is a man's man. But Dave also knows how to have fun. Today, he's having a blast with RC cars. Dave loves Jackwagon RC inside of CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. He's scoping out the huge selection of RC products on site while getting new upgrades installed on his current RC truck. You too can see Northern Colorado's largest selection of RC vehicles, so go get that new RC like Dave. You deserve the fun. Visit Jackwagon RC in Greeley today.
Wondering if you're going to have enough money to retire? Changing jobs and you don't know what to do with your 401k? Or are you trying to keep the government from getting your children's inheritance? No matter what your financial question is, Ron Richards of Retirement Mastery can help. Call Ron at 970-310-4084. That's 970-310-4084.
Join Julie and me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Get financially educated or get left behind.
Prep softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, welcome back here as we get ready to go. The Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336, for a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. La Junta and Eaton. The round of 8 quarterfinals in the state tournament. The winner will get Brush on Saturday, 10 a.m. down at the Aurora Sports Complex, and we'll be there, folks. The only reason we won't be there is if University and Eaton both lose today. That's about 100-1. Sadie Ross, the freshman, fastball first pitch is right there for a strike. No balls and a strike to Eliza Frazier, Azalea Gomez, and Lexi Nunez Rebel. The Tigers have some odd names today. Swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's no balls and two strikes. Sadie Ross, 11-1, 1.34 earned run average. Look at the whip, 0.83 whip. Less than one base runner per inning against her. Here's the pitch fouled away, way behind the fastball that time. Boy, Sadie looks like she's bringing it today. 68 innings, 50 hits, and just 7 walks. 94 strikeouts. And opponents hitting just a buck 87 against her this year. So Frazier down, no balls, 2 strikes. Ross set to go, 0-2 pitch popped up. First base side, it's going to be the first baseman, I believe. That is Jamie Woody, and she puts it away. So one away. If that's an indication, Sadie Ross is on it because Eliza Frazier was way behind on all the pitches. Here's Azalea Gomez, the senior catcher, and jumps in for the Tigers. 12-5 for La Junta this year. 6-1, second in the Tri-Peaks. Rocky Ford beat them, but now, remember, Brush beat Rocky Ford in the first round. So much for the Meloneers, I think, if my memory serves. Rocky Ford. La Junta beat Fort Lupton, the 8 seed, 4-2 on Tuesday. Next pitch on the way, and that's in for strike two. No balls, 2 strikes. That's, what, 5 pitches for Ross so far, and she's thrown all strikes. Lexi Nunez-Rebel, the junior second baseman, out on deck here for the Tigers. There's a liner right back to Sadie Ross, and there's two away. Little soft line drive to the pitcher, 2 gone. And Lexi Nunez-Rebel will be coming to the plate here for La Junta. Tigers won a state title in 2014. Roger Davis is in his 5th year coaching the team, has a winning record in 4 of those 5 years. Here's the pitch to Rebel, and it's in for another strike. Boy, she looks terrific, Sadie Ross does, early in the ball game here in Eaton. No balls and 1 strike, 2 outs top of the first inning. Ross comes back. The freshman's pitch is roped into right field. That's a good rip. That's going to get through the gap and go all the way to the fence. Around first and going to second is Rebel. The throw is not in time. And a 2-out double here for the junior second baseman, Lexi Nunez Rebel. Well, just when I say that Sadie Ross has got it all going, she delivered an outside pitch, and Nunez Rebel just did a nice job of hitting, going with the pitch and driving into the gap in right center. See if Sadie can get out of this thing now. Jaden Smith, the senior right fielder, jumps in. And the first pitch on the way is down low for a ball. It's a ball and no strikes. Jaden Smith leads the club in RBIs with 18. She's got one sitting in scoring position. Slow ground ball back to the box. Ross will throw to first, and the side is retired. No runs, a hit, the double by Nunez Rebel, and she's left there. Half an inning in the books at Eaton. It is La Junta nothing. Eaton's coming up. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eaton, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. AMCO's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, AMCO puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at AMCOColorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton, Colorado. Eaton High School, the Reds will come to bat after Sadie Ross puts down La Junta with just a double, left the runner in scoring position, but nothing showing for the La Junta Tigers. And here is Madison Wiley, the sophomore, 10-3 on the year. First pitch on the way to Blake Duncan is taken down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Blake Duncan, Emily Pinkstaff, and then Sadie Ross for the Eaton Reds. 15-2 for the Reds, 14-2 this year in the Patriot League. It's their first conference championship, and as far as I could find, I forgot to ask Dale Hughes that, but going back as far as Max Preps goes, 2009, no conference championships for the Reds, so that's big news for him this year. Here's the pitch. Is fouled away left side, so it's two balls and a strike now to Blake Duncan. Duncan jumps in here, 464. No homers and 15 RBIs. Four triples, though, for the speedster Duncan and two doubles on the year. Here's the look in the pitch, and Duncan fouls it off right side back behind the La Junta dugout. And it'll go even at two balls and two strikes. Reds are averaging 12 runs a game and giving up just two runs a game. That 1.42 ERA is the best in the state. 17 errors in 17 games. That means they got all kinds of defense. One hopper to shortstop. That's Frazier over to first in time for the out, and Duncan is gone. So one gone in the first inning, and Emily Pinkstaff, the junior center fielder, will come to the plate here for the Eaton Reds. Reds beat Wiley on Tuesday, the number 16 seed. That's what happens when the 1 jumps in against the 16, 11-1. Jarnigan went, two doubles, three ribbies in the ballgame. Brooke Beacom had a home run, her third of the year. First pitch on the way here to Pinkstaff, and it's up and in. Nope, that way he did call that a strike. No balls, one strike here. We'll set the Tigers defensively here in a second. Madison Wiley, 90.2, 90 and two-thirds innings out of the 94 coming in. She's thrown about 95% of the innings for the Tigers this year. Have one ball, one strike here. Pitch on the way to Pinkstaff is popped up. Shallow left field coming on is Triana, and the left fielder makes the catch. So two gone for the Reds in the first inning, and Sadie Ross will come to the plate here for the Reds. Ross and the boy in the season, 519 batting average, leads the club with 11 doubles, 15 extra base hits, three triples in there, and a home run as well. Here's the pitch on the way by Wiley, and it is in for a strike. No balls, one strike here to Sadie Ross. Emily Knoll, Eliza Frazier, left side of the infield, Lexi Nunez, Rebel, and Brianna Lucero on the right side. That pitch up in the zone, and it's a ball and a strike. Alexis Triano, Chantel Martinez, and Jaden Smith left to right in the outfield for the Tigers. Azalea Gammes is the catcher. And the pitch on the way, here's a looper to left field, and it's going to fall in front of Triana. It gets behind her. They go to second, and the speedy Sadie Ross is into second base. A base hit, and then an error in left field. Actually, it may call that a hit, a bad hop in left field. Let's give her a double. So Ross at second with two outs, just like the Tigers had in the first inning, and they were unable to score. But here comes the RBI machine, Jenny Jarnigan. Pitch on the way to Jarnigan's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. Two outs, runner at second. Bottom of the first inning for the Reds here, trying to break on top. Jarnigan on Tuesday, couple of doubles, three runs batted in to lead the Reds offensively. Here's the pitch, looper right field. Coming up is Jaden Smith, and the senior puts it away for the out. I thought that might be trouble, but it carries a little farther than they thought. And both teams in the first inning, exactly the same inning. The third hitter gets a double. They get the fourth hitter on the out. No runs a hit for the Reds in the first. We've gone one. La Junta, the Reds in the grade eight. No score. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the second inning. I want to thank a couple of our great in-game sponsors, Dirty Dan's Garage in LaSalle and West Point Carpet 1, 6001 West 10th Street. We'll talk a bunch about those guys today. Just thank them for jumping in. You want to talk about our sponsors? Folks like Dirty Dan's Garage and West Point Carpet 1 absolutely take care of them. This ball is hammered to center field. It is Pinkstaff's going to have to go back and get this one at the track. The throw to second is beautiful, and just under the tag is Emily Knoll. It's a leadoff double, the second extra base hit for the Tigers here. We're just in the second inning. We talked about the fact that this Tigers team only had 26 extra base hits in 17 ballgames coming in, as compared to, what, 82 for the Reds? Let me check that, make sure that number's right. Yeah, 82 extra base hits for the Reds, just 26 for La Junta, but they've got two doubles. This one's popped up, shallow right field, going to drop for a base hit. Pinkstaff in to pick it up, and right away, La Tigers here in the second inning, runners at the corners and nobody out. Jalen Springer, the DP, will come up now. She's just a sophomore. This is a string of five consecutive sophomores in the inning for the Tigers, and the first two youngsters with hits. Sadie Ross has to bear down now. First and third, nobody out. Top of the second inning. Already one big upset here in the quarterfinals. The Brush Beat Diggers ripped Lions today 9-1. Lions had beaten up on Brush this year. Two games, not even close. And Brush gets into the playoffs where they have thrived in the past and beat the Lions. Lions today 9-1. Waiting for the winner of this one Saturday, 10 a.m. in Aurora. Jalen Springer jumps in, first and third. That one got away, but it goes to the backstop. Only the runner from first advances. So wild pitch, and now second and third, nobody out here. Freshman in the circle. Quarterfinals of the state championship, easily the biggest, very biggest stage that she's been on, and we'll see how she does here. Second and third. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball around as if to bunt with second and third, like we're going to squeeze there, and it's fouled off. Should be one ball and one strike, I think. Scoreboard set. Yeah, there it is, 1-1 here. I think had that wild pitch on the first one. Here's the 1-1 from Ross. Fastball, swing, and a miss. It's a ball and two strikes. Boy, a strikeout here would be huge. Brianna Lucero waits out on deck. Springer at 447 this year, seven RBIs. Reds in at the corners. Here's the pitch off speed, inside corner. No, Yaya Puente wanted it, the senior catcher, but they didn't buy it behind the plate. And now Springer actually will go down and talk with her coach, Roger Davis here. Davis in his fifth year. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Pitch on the way. That one's bunted foul, and that's strike three, right? Yep, one away. So that's one big out. First strikeout of the game for Sadie Ross, and Brianna Lucero, the eight hitter, will come up here. Lucero with 320 this year, just three RBIs. This might be a chance to stem the tide in this inning. The Reds, Jarnigan and Duncan, left side of the infield, Schmidt and Woody on the right side. It's Comer, Pinkstaff, and Beacom. And the first pitch is out. And the throw down to third, they got her. Or did she? Nope, they didn't throw. She left early at third base. That's huge. Emily Knoll is out at third base. So two away. And now you've just got the runner at second, and Sadie Ross, the freshman in the circle, is thinking, okay, I can get out of this. Just have to get Lucero in what looked like it was going to be a tough inning for Sadie. And now Roger Davis is having it out with the third base umpire, so we'll see how this goes. Need to get your car ready for the trips ahead, folks. It's AAMCO of Fort Collins and now Loveland. Don Scott and his great staff have just purchased the Loveland store about a month ago, right there across from the Sam's Club in Loveland on Eisenhower. Plus, they have that age-old shop in Fort Collins, South Mason there. They take care of my kids' cars. Just take care of the Johnson family. It's AAMCO of Fort Collins putting the care back into car care. Ross deals fastball high right there, and Lucero takes for a ball and no strikes. Runner at second, two outs. Lunt at first and second and third, rather, and nobody out here. And that's quickly going away. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 pitch waved at and missed. And it's a ball and a strike behind the fastball. Boy, when Sadie Ross deals the heat, it is something else. Opponents hitting just .187 against her this year. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive foul. Left side. Coming over is Comer, but it's going to be back and out of play. And so it's a ball and two strikes, and Sadie Ross is a strike away from getting out of this trouble here in the second inning. Boy, you get second and third, nobody out in a state playoff softball game. You got to get that runner in. Big, big chance here for Ross. 1-2 pitch on the way by Ross. Up and in. And it's two balls, two strikes. The eight hitter, Brianna Lucero, at the plate. Madison Wiley sitting down at second base. Let's see what we get here. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Ross deals 2-2 pitch, fastball fouled away upstairs. And out of play, and it remains two balls and two strikes. Red zone, a 9-0 series advantage against La Junta. That's going back to 2009, far back as I could find. And 0-2 in state games. It has been a Reds advantage against the Tigers. Here's the two-strike pitch. Off speed, and she got her swinging. Pulled the string, and she's way out in front of it. And down goes Lucero. No runs, two hits, and a big runner left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. La Junta and the Reds, no score here. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Radio game of the week presented by Noco Zone Williams Insurance Agency. It is the quarterfinals, 3A state tournament. The Reds from Eaton and the Tigers from La Junta. Pitch on the way, and Yaya Puente drive to right center field. It's going to be Chantel Martinez to come over and put that away. So one gone here in the second inning, and Jamie Woody will come to the plate. Julia Meager, the freshman DP, is out on deck here for the Reds. So what an inning in the top of the second for the Reds. Second and third for the Tigers, and they do not score with nobody out. That pitch is high and away, and it's a ball and no strikes here to Jamie Woody. Woody on the season at .362. No homers, couple of triples, four doubles, 17 runs driven in, and that one sails high in the zone. And it is two balls, no strikes here. One out, nobody on, bottom of the second inning. Reds and La Junta, no score. Wiley comes back, and that's an off-speed pitch, and Woody was out in front of it. Two balls and a strike here, 2-1 to Jamie Woody. Wiley set to go. She's looking for her 11th win of the year. Pitch on the way. Outside corner. That's a beauty. Two balls, two strikes. So after falling behind 2-0 to Woody, it's an even count. Two balls, two strikes. The left-hand hitting senior at the plate. The pitch popped up foul out of play behind us. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Yeah, first conference title for the Reds that I could find, at least, back to 2009. Reds are on a hot streak coming in. They've won five straight and 12 of 13. Wiley comes back outside and low. And it is three balls, two strikes. So full count. Payoff pitch coming here to Jamie Woody. Wiley's just a sophomore. She deals 3-2 pitch waved at him as strike three. So two gone for the Reds here in the second inning, and Julia Meager, the freshman DP, will come to the plate here. Meager on the season as a freshman, hitting .381. No homers, 10 runs driven in. Pitch, she started to offer at it, but checked her swing, and it's a ball and no strikes. Two playoff games for the Reds against the Tigers. 2016 quarterfinals, just like today, it was 13-3 Reds. That one waved at and missed, and it's no ball, or rather one ball, one strike. And then 2015 in the first round of the playoffs, an 8-4 Reds win. 1-1 pitch from Wiley, and that one is foul tipped away from the catcher's mitt, and Meager's down in the count, a ball and two strikes here. Wiley looks good. We got a freshman for the Reds and a sophomore for the Tigers in the circle today. One ball, two strikes. Wiley comes back, 1-2 pitch is hit into center field, going back after coming in, reaching up, and she can't get it over the head of Chantel Martinez. Sophomore is going to go back, pick it up, but by the time she does, Julia Meager, the freshman, sets second base with a double. So the Reds in business again, but there are two outs. Here comes Brooke Beacom, the junior, who hit her third home run of the year on Tuesday. Talking to Dale Hughes and said she just racked it to left center field. See what she can do from the eight hole here. Meager at second. The pitch is up in the zone. A ball and no strikes. Big lead, and they throw down to second, and back in is Julia Meager. So one ball, no strikes. See if Brooke Beacom can get the Reds the lead here. Wiley, the sophomore, deals, and the fastball is inside. Two balls, no strikes. First base open here. And you've got Olivia Comer, the junior left fielder, out on deck, the nine-hitter for the Reds. Wiley comes back, and a pitch fouled away, right side out of play. And it's two balls and a strike. 2-1, two outs, bottom of the second inning, no score. Reds and the Tigers right here on the Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NoCo's own Williams Insurance Agency. That ball is low, and the count goes 3-1 now. First base open, as we said. So a walk here doesn't kill you, and then you get the nine-hitter in Comer. Wiley comes back, 3-1 pitch. Popped up right side. Does it get out of play? Let's see. By the dugout, good play. First baseman Brianna Lucero hauls it in, and the Reds are done. They'll leave a runner. No runs, a hit. And we head to the third inning. La Junta and Eaton in the quarterfinals of the 3A state tournament. No score. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, we head to the third inning out here at Eden High School, the 3A state tournament. Quarterfinals, Sadie Ross for the Reds in the circle, trying to get her 12th win of the year. She had trouble in the second and third, nobody out, but got out of it. In the third for the Tigers, it'll be Chantel Martinez, the nine-hitter. And then back to the top of the order. Pitch waved at and missed, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. No runs, three hits for the Tigers. No runs, two hits for the Reds. That's your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Berthoud and Greeley to serve you. That pitch up in the zone right there, and it's a ball and two strikes. Go to nococu.org for all that they have to offer. One ball, two strikes here. Eliza Frazier, the leadoff hitter, out on deck. Pitcher fouled away right side out of play. Martinez staying alive here, the sophomore. Martinez at .278 this year. No homers and eight runs driven in. She has one extra base hit. That was a double. For the Tigers, who get 7.7 runs a game, give up about 4.5. Here's the pitch right there. Strike three call. Down goes Frazier. Boy, I like to say that. And down goes Frazier. Here's Azalea Gamez, the senior catcher, who lined out to Sadie Ross. A little soft liner back to the box her first time. Tigers came in from La Junta having won 6 of 7 games. The loss was the season finale against Rocky Ford. Then Brush promptly dealt them a blow in the first round of the playoffs. Here's a ground ball foul outside the bag at first. And it's no balls and a strike. One out here. Top half of the third inning, and the Reds and the Tigers are scoreless. Brush beat Lions today 9-1, so they're on. That pitch missed, and it's a ball and a strike here. Brush onto the final four where they're so comfortable. They've been there a bunch. That pitch missed inside, so it's two balls and a strike here. Lutheran and Strasburg go today, started just when we did, and University of Lyman as well. Two balls and a strike. The freshman deals, and the pitch fouled away again, way behind it, fouling it off towards her own dugout. And it's two balls, two strikes with one out here in the top of the third inning. Lexi Nunez-Rebel out on deck. She doubled one of the two. Tiger doubles in the first couple of innings. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Off speed, hit over, shortstop, and up in the air goes Blake Duncan, the sophomore, to rob a Gamez of a base hit. Oh, doctor. Two down. I think little Blake Duncan went as high as she could right there and snags that one away. Two gone. Oh, man. That'll be up for our play of the game, I'm sure, as we get to it in the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. And the pitch there is waved at and missed for strike one to a Nunez-Rebel. Doubled here in the first inning. Now we're in the third. All right, Ross set the deal again. Fastball right there. Did they go? She did go, and it's no balls and two strikes. Two outs here in the top of the third. No score. Reds and the Tigers. Winner gets Brush, 10 o'clock Saturday in Aurora. Semifinals of the state tournament. Pitch down low, got away from Yaya, and Puente will go back and pick it up. It is a ball and two strikes. Tigers were 14-12 last year, lost in the first round of the playoffs to Basalt. So they've already achieved better than that this year. Pitch, that's high in the zone. 2014 state champs, they beat Strasburg that year. All right, here is the 2-2, swung on and missed, and down she goes. And down go the Tigers, 1-2-3, two of them by K's in the third inning. We'll head to the last of the third here in Eaton. La Junta and Eaton, no score. Reds coming up in the bottom of the third. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Just how sweet are the guys at Billings by Design? They're one of Chief Billings' top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Billings by Design, they are the highest quality. Billings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Billings by Design.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Let's go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reds and the Tigers here in the Grade 8 in Eaton. And we want to thank the Williams Insurance Agency. Love what they do. From auto to home to life to health, commercial. Don't forget renters, motorcycle, boats, RVs. They cover it, folks. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. Give Ron and Tara a call today, 352-0336, the Williams Insurance Agency. That pitch down low and inside, so it's quickly two balls, no strikes here to Olivia Comer. Comer, the nine-hitter, and then it's back to the top of the order with Blake Duncan and Emily Pinkstaff. 2-0 pitch from Wiley, way high and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Well, Reds with a chance here. How about the Reds? Eight straight trips to the state tournament. This is their ninth consecutive trip, and the pitch on the way inside corner for a strike. Three balls and a strike here to Olivia Comer. Included in those eight trips to state, four Final Fours, two runner-ups. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back off the shoe of Wiley. Karams to second. The throw to first, not in time. That's a base hit. And Comer's on at first. So the Reds are in business here in the third inning. A runner on, nobody out. And back to the top of the order now and Blake Duncan. Well, we'll see if Duncan can build up the terrific catch at shortstop last inning. Went high up in the air and stole a base hit away from Azalea Gámez. Duncan bounced out to short her first time. Now a meeting in the circle for some of the Tiger players. Blake Duncan at 464 this year. Four triples, a couple of doubles, 15 runs batted in for the sophomore. Boy, so many impactful sophomores and youngsters for the Reds. All right, here's Duncan jumping back in against Madison Wiley. Runner at first, nobody out. That's Comer at first. Here's the pitch. Around as if to bunt, misses it. Throw down to first and back just in time is Comer at first base. Emily Pinkstaff, who can wrap the softball, is out on deck here, the junior center fielder for the Reds. No balls, one strike. Wiley, the sophomore, looks in to get a sign from Gámez, and the pitch fouled right side and out of play. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes here to the leadoff hitter for the Reds, Blake Duncan. Talk to you about the Reds coming in. Boy, they've been rolling. Five straight wins for the home team, 12 out of 13. Here's the pitch, off speed, ground ball, base hit, left field, in between short and third, and the Reds have two on and nobody out here in the third inning. Chance for the Reds to forge to the front of a scoreless game, and here comes Emily Pinkstaff, the junior center fielder. So the freshman Sadie Ross got out of trouble early in the ballgame. Let's see if the sophomore Madison Wiley can do the same for the Tigers. And now yet another meeting in the circle by all the infielders for the Tigers. Tigers, of course, with the white shirts, orange sleeves, the black pants and orange socks. The Reds today in their red pants, gray shirts with the red Eaton stripe laterally across the stomach of the jersey. Set to go again is Madison Wiley, the sophomore now, pitching two. Emily Pinkstaff around as if to bunt with first and second and takes low for a ball. Well, they're going to call that a strike. All right, no balls and a strike here up on the board. Sadie Ross is out on deck. She doubled her first time. Pitch on the way to Pinkstaff. She bunts up along in front of the hill. The pitcher is going to go to third, and it's going to be what? In time, boy. I don't know. Comer did not slide. She went in standing up to third. Interesting. And she is forced. So one gone. Boy, that was by the slimmest of margins. So two on and one out, and here comes Sadie Ross with a chance to help herself. Ross up to the plate, 519 coming in, and the pitch, and she upped that with a double. Here's a throw down to second base, and the runner's back in. Ross on the season, 15 extra base hits, make it 16 now, and that is the team lead. 12 of those are doubles. Pitch on the way, line drive, base hit, center field. Around third is Duncan. Martinez the throw, it's cut off, and the Reds have a 1-0 advantage. Well, the freshman playing like a senior, that's for sure. Sadie Ross with an RBI single, and the Reds get the advantage 1-0 here in the third inning. For Ross, it's RBI number 22 on the year. That puts her third in the club. Pitch on the way to Jarnigan, fouled away. No balls, one strike to Jenny. Getting hungry, the place to go after the ball game or during the ball game. Get out there, keep us in the car radio, and jump out to A&W in Eaton. It's Tuesday. That is Papa Tuesdays at A&W. Buy a Papa Burger combo, get one free. Got to get the onion rings, get that root beer, couple of shots of ice cream, best root beer floating to business. A&W in Eaton, absolutely mouthwatering, getting you going for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Here's the pitch, bounced up in the dirt. Here's the runner's going to move up, bobbled by the catcher, and no play at third base. So the runners move to second and third here. Still just one out, Jarnigan, who has been an RBI machine here at Eaton. In the shortened season this year, she's got 25, second on the club. Yaya Puente has 29. Here's the pitch on the way. The 1-0 to Jenny's up in the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Jarnigan with a big chance to give the Reds a couple more runs here in the third inning. 1-0 Eaton over La Junta. 2-2 pitch by Wiley. Waved at and missed, and down goes Jarnigan. That's a big strikeout for the sophomore Wiley. So two gone in the last of the third inning, and here comes Yaya. Team leading 29 RBIs, 28 hits, is second on the club. Puente flew to center her first time. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Right center field going back as Martinez looks up, reaches up, and it's off the wall, off her glove. Two runs are in, and the Reds open up a 3-0 lead on a two-run double by Yaya Puente. So 3-0 Reds, and what do you have to say if you're a Reds fan? Yaya. Two-run double here, 3-0, and Yaya is going to get a courtesy runner here. I think it's Shelby Probilski, the sophomore who's out there at second base, if my eyes were correct there, but they're old and often take trips to the Bahamas. Two outs here in the third, 3-0 Reds. Jamie Woody's going to check in, the left-hand hitting first baseman, the senior here. Reds will try to keep it going. Wiley deals, and the pitch popped up foul and out of play. And it's no balls and one strike here to Jamie Woody. Woody at 362 coming in. She struck out her first time today. Two triples, four doubles, 17 ribbies on the year. Pitch on the way, outside corner or no? They're going to throw down to second. I'm not sure why they make that throw because the runner wasn't that far off the bag, but they do. And courtesy runner, Drabelski's back, the sophomore. Here's the pitch. That's hit to center field. This is going to drop in for a base hit. In fact, it's going to go all the way to the fence. Around to second base goes Woody, and Jamie's going to hold there. It's an RBI double, and the number one seed in the tournament, the Reds, have a 4-0 advantage. So 4-0 Reds. Woody gets the RBI single, and here's Julia Meager. In fact, now it is Coach Roger Davis in his fifth year with the Tigers out to talk to his pitcher. They're going to keep everybody the same for right now. So the sophomore Madison Wiley continues, but now coming into the bottom of the third, a 0-0 game, and now it's 4-0 Reds. Here is Julia Meager to the plate. Woody's down at second base. With the double, it's the Reds' fourth double of the ballgame. And the pitch is waved at and missed. It's no balls and a strike here. Bottom of the third inning. Meager's the eighth Reds hitter to come to the box here in the inning. Four of them, half of them, have crossed home plate. Here's the pitch. That's up. And it's a ball and a strike here. I want to thank Mitchell's Flooring from countertops to almost any type of flooring you need. Mitchell's Flooring and Design, they've been doing it since 1968. That pitch is up, and it's two balls and a strike. Give Mitchell's Flooring a call at 352-7251 or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th Avenue in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. This pitch popped up. Mitchell's Flooring, our first pitch sponsor, and we love to talk about our sponsors here on Preps Radio. If it weren't for our sponsors, folks, wouldn't be hearing this. It's simple. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the third inning, and the Reds on a 4-0 advantage. A four spot here in the third. Wiley deals and bounces it up there all the way to the backstop, and down to third base goes Jamie Woody. So runner at third and two outs for the Reds with a 4-0 advantage, and Meager trying to get the run home here. Julia's just a freshman. Meager at 381 this year coming in. Boy, impactful freshmen. That's fun to see. She doubled her first time. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Center field. Going to be Martinez, the sophomore, right there in her tracks and makes the catch. But the Reds strike, and they strike in a big way. Four runs on five hits. And we will head to the fourth inning. Reds 4, the Tigers nothing. It is the quarterfinals of the 3A state softball tournament right here. And it is brought to you, of course, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
For the ones working tirelessly to keep their coworkers safe. For the ones rising to new challenges. For the ones rebuilding stronger than before. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, and 24/7 support. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the top of the fourth inning here in Eden. It's 4-0 Reds. It'll be 4-5-6 Smith, Knoll, and Wiley for the Tigers against Sadie Ross, the freshman. And it's a ball and a strike here to Jaden Smith. Clark Johnson with you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Mario and Destiny Gomez. Pitch on the way, ground ball to shortstop. Duncan knocks it down, picks it up, goes to first, and that's in time. Or did she beat that out? No, they called her safe. Is that right? Going to be an E6 because she kicked it around a little bit. Thought they got her there. There's one away. Nobody on the red seems to be complaining, so probably my miss on that one. Jaden Smith down at first base. Here comes Emily Knoll, the sophomore third baseman. Ross deals in the fastball. She's behind it and fouls it away. No balls, one strike. Let's see. What has LaHunt been? 6 years in a row, including a state championship. 6 years straight that they've been to the state tournament. That pitch is inside. Nope, as you did get the inside corner. It's no balls, two strikes. Smith at first, Knoll at the plate. Nobody out, fourth inning. The Reds on a 4-0 advantage. Sadie Ross's 0-2 pitch. Fastball looped. Second base. It is going to be Alexa Schmidt, and the senior puts it away. So one gone. And Madison Wiley. Well, let's see here. No, Emily Knoll. I take that back. This is Knoll. Here's the look and the pitch, and that one waved at and missed. Boy, I'm off here. I don't know how. Oh, that's how I missed it. You know what? You give an old man a scorecard, he's bound to foul it up at some point. This is Knoll now. It is Nunez Rebel who's at first, and that pitch missed. It's one ball, one strike here. So one out, one on. Pitch on the way, ground ball back to Ross. Go to second, and she threw it in the dirt and into center field. Runner will go to third. The throw is up and over the head of the third baseman. Reds get a little bit wild here defensively. Runners will move up to second and third. So that's an error on Sadie Ross. She just threw it away. They had the runner at second. So a couple of Reds errors here in the inning, or they'd be sitting in the dugout. Error by Blake Duncan, and error by Sadie Ross here. Two on and one out. And a pitch on the way. Bouncer to third. Jarnigan's going to check the runner. Throw to first, and she threw it away. Another error for the Reds. Two runs are going to score, and it is a 4-2 softball game. It'll be an RBI because they weren't going to get her at home anyway. So Springer gets one RBI out of the two. Wow, the Reds have just fallen apart defensively here in the fourth inning. Three errors. They should be sitting in the dugout with a 4-0 lead. You look up at the Gould Park scoreboard, and it's 4-2. They've cut the lead in half thanks to the Reds' miscues. We talked about the Reds defensively. 17 errors in 17 games. One error a game is fantastic defense. But, boy, this is reared up and bit them here in the fourth inning. Three big errors and two runs, both unearned here for the La Junta Tigers, and they've cut the lead in half. It's 4-2, Reds. Brianna Lucero, the sophomore first baseman, comes out with still just one out. She's the tying run of the ball game. Ross deals, and the pitch fouled away, right side out of play. No balls and a strike. Tomorrow, yes, sir, folks. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Whatever may be right for you. We have football tomorrow night. The Eden Reds and the Weld Central Rebels. 7 o'clock. Our opening kickoff tomorrow night. Pitch waved at and missed, and it's quickly strike two. Then Saturday, as long as University or Eden or both stay alive, we'll have a semifinal action for you from Aurora. Here's the pitch. Waved at and missed, and down she goes. So that's two outs. You need to get out of this with the lead. 4-2. You've given up two unearned runs on three errors in the inning. And Chantel Martinez, the nine-hitter, struck out her first time, and see if the freshman Sadie Ross can get back to the dugout here leading by a pair. Ross deals fastball. It's up just above the letters. A ball and no strikes here to Chantel Martinez, sophomore center fielder who K'd her first time. All right, set to go again. Ross deals, waved at and missed. She tried to catch up with a high cheese that time, and it went well past her. And it is one ball, one strike. Two runs in the inning for the Tigers on no hits. Three Reds errors, and that's strike two. One strike away from getting back to the dugout. But you know when Sadie sits down, she's going to be thinking, one of those errors was mine, or we could have been sitting in the dugout a long time ago. Pitch on the way is up. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the fourth inning, 4-2. Reds in front by a pair. It is the quarterfinals of the 3A state tournament right here on Preps Radio. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed, and down she goes. So for the Reds, they do depart with the lead here, but two runs on no hits, three Reds errors in the fourth. We've gone 3.5 here in Eden. It's the Reds 4, the Tigers 2. We'll take this time out. It's brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Dave is the head of his household. He is the patriarch, a hard worker, and he is a man's man. But Dave also knows how to have fun. Today, he's having a blast with RC cars. Dave loves Jackwagon RC inside of CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. He's scoping out the huge selection of RC products on site while getting new upgrades installed on his current RC truck. You too can see Northern Colorado's largest selection of RC vehicles. So go get that new RC like Dave. You deserve the fun. Visit Jackwagon RC in Greeley today.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning out here. The Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. That's 352-0336. They work hard so you can worry less. Brooke Beacom will open things up. 8-9-1 for the Reds in the fourth. They lead 4-2. That 4-0 lead cut in half on three Reds errors in the top of the fourth. They'll try to make up for that here at the plate in the bottom of the fourth. Beacom popped up her first time, hit a home run Tuesday against Wiley. That's kind of funny because Wiley was the team they played. Now they're against Wiley, the pitcher. Madison Wiley, the sophomore for La Junta. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way to Beacom. She went as if to swing, tried to hold up on it and fouled it away. It's a ball and two strikes. Olivia Comer with a base hit her first time up. What do the Reds have? Let's see. Reds have 7 hits already in the first 3 innings. Pitch on the way. Another check swing. Did she hang up on this one? She did. They go down to first. No swing. So Beacom is still alive. A ball in 2 strikes. Sophomore Wiley Deals fouled off right side and out of play. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes here. 4 runs in the third for the Reds, 2 in the fourth for the Tigers. And that's where we are, 4-2. Winner's going to get Brush on Saturday, 10 a.m. in Aurora in the semifinals of the tournament. Off speed way up. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brush defeated Lions 9-1 today after Lions completely spanked the Beat Diggers twice this year in the regular season. Pitch waved at and missed, and down goes Beacom. So one away, and Olivia Comer, the junior left fielder, will come to the plate here for the Reds. Comer checks in now against the sophomore. Wiley Deals, and the pitch popped up. It's going to be the catcher. That's Gámez, and she'll put it away, 2 away. Quickly, 2 outs for the Reds here in the fourth inning. Want to thank one of our great sponsors, Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. They still give you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefebvre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. 1 ball, no strikes here to Blake Duncan. 1-for-2, singled and scored in the third. Pitch there, right there, strike 2 quickly. Or strike 1, I take that back. 1-1 here with 2 outs in the fourth. Wiley has struck out 3 in the ballgame, but she's given up the 7 hits. Ground ball to third, just foul. Emily Knoll, the sophomore, fielded it with her glove about 6 inches on the foul side of the line. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Wiley set to go. Madison Deals up in the zone, tried to get her to chase the high one. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Emily Pinkstaff out on deck for the Reds here. Duncan the single and a run scored in the third, and she strikes out right there. Down go the Reds quickly in the fourth. We head to the fifth. The Reds lead, but it's precarious. It's 4-2 Reds over La Junta as we go to the fifth. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, we go to the fifth inning here in Eaton, 4-2 Reds in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. And the first pitch of this fifth inning fouled away. It's the Preps Radio Game of the Week brought to you by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give them a call today at 352-0336. Yeah, talk to Ron or Tara down there. They're great folks. You have some fun talking to them, no doubt about it. And then they will do what they do. They'll take care of your family. They'll give you peace of mind, let you sleep at night. Getting you covered the way you should be. Pitch down low right there. Think about so many people that go for the lowest price, the bottom of the barrel insurance price that they can get. Yeah, get bottom of the barrel customer service as well. Here's the pitch. That one missed. Take your best shot and go to the Williams Agency. 352-0336. 2 balls and a strike here to Eliza Frazier leading off the fifth inning. Pitch on the way, and that one's fouled away. Take it back. This is Chantel Martinez, who's saying, boy, I haven't been able to get the lineups right today. Martinez at the plate right now. That foul ball, did that hit her? It did. In the on-deck circle is Eliza Frazier, and she was hit by that foul ball. Hope she's okay. Boy, that's a tricky spot, too. She's holding maybe her wrist or her elbow. That's tough. Yeah, Frazier out on deck in the leadoff spot here. All right, back into the box is Chantel Martinez, the sophomore center fielder here. Frazier out on deck, still holding onto that elbow and not even able to swing the bat, it looks like, on deck. So we'll see what happens when they get to her here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Sadie Ross trying to avoid putting the leadoff runner aboard. 3-2 from the freshman. Ground ball, base hit inside first. And did she go get it? Blocked out. That ball is foul. It is called foul just outside the bag. Jamie Woody went down to make a backhand on it. The left-hand throwing first baseman. Tried to backhand it right over the bag, and they call it foul. That's a break for the Reds. 3-2 still. Sadie comes back. 3-2 pitch inside corner with a fastball and struck her out. One away here in the fifth inning. That was a beautiful pitch. Nothing that Martinez could do with it. And now here comes Frazier still holding on to that elbow. And now talking, chirping down to her coach, Roger Davis. Boy, oh boy, she's shaking her left hand. She's got a sore right elbow. Let's see what happens here. Pitch on the way. That's right there, I think. Yep, for a strike. No balls, one strike. Azalea Gámez, the senior catcher, is out on deck here for the Tigers. 4-2 Reds in the fifth. Ross comes back, fouled back to the screen, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Need to get that car ready, folks? Oh, I'll tell you what. Do what I do. Take your car to AAMCO of Fort Collins. Now Don Scott and his great gang have the shop in Loveland as well, right across from the Sam's Club there in Eisenhower. So either way you go, AAMCO, Fort Collins, or Loveland. And now, in fact, Frazier, I don't think she's going to be able to go forward here. Talking about AAMCO, Fort Collins, and Loveland, though, that's Don Scott, Patrick Lance and the gang, Dave over in Loveland. They'll just simply take care of you. They take care of my car, my kids' cars. They take care of the Johnson family. Keep us safe on the road. 226-4477. Give them a call because they're always busy doing it the right way. It's AAMCO, Fort Collins, putting the care right back into car care. So now we will have a hitter, it looks like. Hunter Wallace is a freshman. She's going to come up and hit here for Eliza Frazier. The question is, will the shortstop come out of the ballgame now? Probably so. So to the plate, Hunter Wallace. See if she comes out and plays shortstop next inning or if they have to play a little merry-go-round softball out there defensively. This one fouled away. It's no balls, two strikes now. So she had to pick up that 0-1 count from Frazier, who was hit in the on-deck circle with the line drive off the bat of Chantel Martinez and tried to hit and just couldn't get there. No balls, two strikes here. 0-2 pitches up. It's a tough place for a freshman to jump in here. She's only had three at-bats all year. 0-4, why do they take that back? 1-for-3 with a ribby. Here's the pitch, bouncer out in front of the plate, having to wait for it. It's the first baseman, Woody. She'll tag her out, and there's two away. So two gone in the top of the fifth inning. The Tigers essentially down to their last seven outs here. And trail in the softball game here by a score of 4-2. Azalea Gámez, the senior catcher, will come to the plate. Lined out, struck out, 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Reds in their ninth consecutive trip to the state tournament. And they are just a couple innings here away from getting to their fifth Final Four in that period of time. No balls and a strike. Ross is set to go. Sadie deals off-speed pitch. Did she get it? Nope, just up in the zone, and it is a ball and a strike here. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning, Reds 4, Tigers 2. Both teams scored all their runs in the one frame. Here's the pitch on the way. Waved at and missed, and it's 1-2. Reds got a 4 spot in the third. The Tigers a 2 spot, all on 3 Reds errors in the fourth inning. Boy, the Reds don't want that to come back to haunt them. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's up with a fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lexi Nunez, Rebel, out on deck. She's 1-for-2. She doubled in the first. Pitch to Gámez. Off speed and still high. Stayed up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. No walks, 6 strikeouts for Ross in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. That's fouled off to the right and out of play. So the count remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, top of the fifth inning. Eaton Reds 4, the La Junta Tigers 2. 3A State Softball Tournament. quarterfinals. This one fouled away off the screen again. Sticking in there is Gámez. Gámez came in hitting 271. No homers, six runs driven in for the Tigers. She has not had an extra base hit this year. Here's the pitch. Ground ball just past the mound. A diving play at second by Schmidt. She knocks it towards shortstop, and they go to first, not in time. Well, that would have been something. Schmidt, it went right past Sadie Ross in the hill. Schmidt dove, kept it in the infield, and knocked it to Blake Duncan. And the sophomore, by the time she was able to relay to first, it's a base hit. So a two-out single, and here comes the tying run in Lexi Nunez Rebel. And a pitch fouled away off to the right and out of play. Oh, trying to make the play there was Jamie Woody over her shoulder right against the fence in foul grounds and almost came up with it. But it is foul. No balls and a strike here. Tying run at the plate, but La Junta has not hit a home run all year. And as we said, just 26 extra base hits coming in 17 games. They have two doubles today. Here's the pitch. Fouled away again quickly, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes here in the fifth inning. Gámez down at first, two outs for the Tigers. Roger Davis in his fifth year coaching the Tigers. Pitch on the way, rope to left field. That's a base hit. Over to pick it up, and it got knocked away by Comer. And down to third base goes the runner. They go to second and third. That's another Reds error. So the runners go to second and third, and now with two outs, here comes Jaden Smith, the leading RBI player on the Tigers, and a chance to tie the game with a base hit. 4-2. Boy, the Reds' fourth error of the ballgame. Here's the look in the pitch, and a fly ball.
Wouldn't it be great if you knew a podcast was going to be good before you invested hours of valuable time? With KFKA's Block Party on Wednesday nights, you'll find the most entertaining radio shows turn podcast. High school sports talk? Preps Midweek will handle that.
I get less surprised all the time because it seems like coaching jobs especially and athletic directorship jobs, they hang kind of in the balance sometimes.
The latest on Marvel, DC, and the nerd world? Try The Nerd Show.
If The Batman turns into a series where we're going to have multiple versions of this Batman, then yes, I would like to eventually see a Joker put into place.
A beer lover? Well, then Brew Talk is the show for you.
And I don't know if it's just my brain playing tricks on me, but it tastes like maple syrup with a little bit of butter in it.
It does.
Yeah?
It tastes exactly like
this. So you'd pair this with pancakes?
Round off the night with random entertainment, Nick Snacks, and Fat Guys at the Movies. We have your podcasts, listener and radio approved. KFKA's Block Party, 4 to 10 o'clock every Wednesday night on 1310 KFKA.
Show.
The coaches have to wear them? Belichick didn't even have his on right. His looked like a beak. He had it upside down. Andy Reid had the big visor on. He couldn't even watch the game because he kept steaming it up. No wonder Vic Fangio can't get a play call to his staff because he's expected to wear the mask and it's like, I don't know what you're saying, man.
Tune into The Hull Show. Weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, is an inside look into the world of UNC sports.
They're just a bunch of really young, hardworking kids who are looking for direction, looking for mentorship, looking to be part of a team, be part of something bigger than themselves, and win some football games.
Join me, your new voice of the Bears, Jason Alvin, as I talk to coaches, student athletes, and get all the stories surrounding things UNC sports. It's Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights 6 to 7 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, and Longmont, and online at 1310kfka.com.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Pinkstaff up and drives one to left field and deep. This is over the head of Alexis Triana, the senior, and into second base with a double is Emily Pinkstaff. So the Reds open up the fifth inning in good order. Pinkstaff's first hit of the ballgame. Now 7 of the 9 Reds hitters in the lineup have hits in the ballgame. And here comes Sadie Ross, who's 2 for 2 and can help herself out here. 4-2 lead. Both runs coming for LaHunta in the fourth inning were unearned. 3 Reds errors that inning got the 2 runs home. And the first pitch to Ross in for a strike. Sadie is ripping the ball right now. We'll see. It much look like a beach ball to her. Here's the pitch. That one's in for strike 2, though. So no balls and 2 strikes to the freshman. Sophomore Wiley set to go and delivers inside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 pitch, ground ball to shortstop, going to be picked up there. Hold the runner, throw to first. Not in time. Ross, with her speed, beat it out at first. She's going to go to second while they're sleeping on the job. The throw is not in time. That's a heads-up play by the freshman. That is heads-up. Freshman playing like a senior. Boy, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Oh, my. Remy Ross now. Sadie Ross. It's a double term of presidency here in Eaton for the Rosses. That's great stuff. 4-2. Runners at second and third for the Reds now, and nobody out. Boy, Ross with a speed burner down to first, beat the throw at first, so the infield single, and then throw back to third to try to get Pinkstaff. While they were doing that, Ross said, yeah, I'll get up on my horse here, and we'll go to second. Second and third, nobody out. 2 big runners for the Reds to try to get some insurance here in the fifth. You need insurance, folks. That's the Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336. Reds want some insurance, and so do you. Keep your family covered. Call Ron and Terry today, 352-0336. NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. And the pitch right there is low and inside. It's a ball and no strikes to Jenny Jarnigan. Jenny's 0 for 2 in the ballgame here. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the catcher that time. Hit Gamez in the mask. And it is 1 ball and 1 strike. Well, kind of been gnawing at the Reds, I'm thinking, leading 4-2 here, that the 2 runs they let up were due to 3 Reds errors. A team that's only committed 1 error a game this year. They'd love to widen the gap here with those runners at second and third. Yaya Puente's out on deck. Here's the pitch. Off-speed hit to left center field. That's a gapper. Going to go all the way to the fence. In fact, it's off the middle of the fence. 2 runs are in, and Jenny Jarnigan has more runs batted in. So Jarnigan, who had 3 RBIs on Tuesday, a couple of doubles, gets another double here, drives in 2 in the red zone, a 6-2 lead now. And the Tigers will have the infield come to the circle and meet and talk about things right here. Gives us a chance to give you our Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary for the ballgame so far. Reds, 6 runs on 10 hits. For the Tigers, 2 runs on 4 hits. That's your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Go to NOCOCU.org for all that they do. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. All right, 6-2 ball game. Here's the pitch by Wiley to Yaya, and it's inside. Reds in the fifth inning here, double, single, double, trying to break this thing wide open. 6-2 now. Jarnigan sitting at second after doubling in a pair. Ground ball, base hit to left field. Yaya singles. Here comes Jarnigan, and the Reds lead 7-2. Well, Yaya's got 3 ribbies in the ballgame. She's making herself felt as the player of the game here. So is Sadie Ross with 3 hits, and she's leading the way. No unearned runs in the circle, so those are probably your 2 to choose from for our CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters player of the game today. Be announced on the postgame show. That's the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We'll also have the play of the game by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Here's a throw down to first base. Runner back in there. Well, the Reds, 4 consecutive hits here. Pinkstaff double, Ross with a single. Jarnigan doubles in the pair. And then Yaya Puente Singles in Jarnigan. Here's the pitch. Down low. One or two balls and no strikes. Now the sophomore, Madison Wiley. See if she can hang around a little bit here. She's getting beat up here in the fifth inning. Reds trying to win this thing and play Brush on Saturday at 10 a.m. down in Aurora. If the Reds win here today, we'll have that for you right here on Preps Radio. And then, will it be? Will it be the Reds and University? That one missed outside for the championship. I've been calling that all year, and let's see if they get there. So the walk to Woody, there's two on. Still nobody out for the sophomore pitcher here in the inning. Four runs for the Reds in the third, three runs here in the fifth, and a 7-2 lead over La Junta. Madison Wiley, that is Madison Wiley, the sophomore, deals, and it's fouled away at the plate. Julia Meager, the freshman, doubled in the second inning and then flew to center in the third. All right, here's the look in the pitch, and that one's up in the zone. A fake throw down to first base. I want to thank Dirty Dan's Garage. Also, West Point Carpet One, where ordinary becomes extraordinary. It's what they do, folks. 6001 West 10th Avenue. Call one of their great, that hitter on the pitch right there, so she'll go down to first. Call one of West Point Carpet One's great consultants, even if you have an idea of what you want. Add-on or a new kitchen, new room in your house, they will absolutely get you to the computer and show you what it's going to look like. It's just magic. At West Point Carpet One, 673-4220, or go to westpointcarpetonegreeley.com. And after the hit, batter to load the bases here for the Reds, already up 7-2. And now here comes Roger Davis to the circle, and we might have a new pitcher. So let's see what Madison Wiley wants to do. She'll probably, is she going to stay? Yep. No changes here. All right. 7-2 Reds, but the bases are loaded, and there's still no one out here in the fifth inning. Reds just simply trying to put the game away here in the fifth. Ross has not given up an earned run in the ballgame, so she's in full command. Here's Brooke Beacom, who homered on Tuesday, her third of the year, against the school Wiley, and now she's against the pitcher Wiley. And that one's in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Base is loaded for the Reds. Courtesy runner is at third. Woody's at second. Meager's at first. And the pitch is a looper to short, a one bouncer. Throw to first. She caught it on the fly, and they get her at first. So that's a double play. A little check swing. I thought it had bounced, but it didn't. So it's a soft line out to shortstop for the first out, and then they throw to first, and they get Meager. So two gone. That's huge to try and keep the Tigers in touch in the ballgame here. 7-2 Reds lead. Runners at second and third, two outs now, and the pitch on the way here to Olivia Comer's foul to the right and out of play. So two outs in the last of the fifth. That was huge for the Tigers just to be sticking around in this one. Comer back into the box, set to go, and a pitch. Inside corner, strike two. No balls and two strikes here to the junior left fielder. Olivia checks back in, singled in the third, popped out in the fourth. Ground ball to shortstop, knocked down by Frazier. She throws to first, and it's in time. So the Reds are done, but they pick up three more runs in the fifth inning. We'll go to the sixth in Eaton. Reds 7, the Tigers 2. It is the quarterfinals of the 3A state tournament, brought to you by Bank of Colorado. This timeout is right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design?
They are one of Chief Billings' top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Billings by Design, they are the highest quality. Billings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Billings by Design.
1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, and Loveland. And online at 1310kfka.com.
We go to the sixth inning out here in Eaton, and the Reds leading 7-2 here in our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. And for the Tigers, it'll be 5, 6, and 7. Noel Wiley and Springer down by 5, and they need a rally. Sadie Ross has been terrific today. The two runs given up were courtesy of three Reds errors in the fourth inning. Pitch on the way. That one's hit to center field. That's a base hit. Over to pick it up is Pinkstaff. And the Tigers have a runner on at first and nobody out here in the sixth inning. That is the sixth LaHunta hit of the ballgame. And Madison Wiley, who's 1 for 2, she singled in the second and then was a board on the Sadie Ross throwing error in the fourth. Sadie set to go. Fastball way behind at that time was Wiley, and it's no balls into strike. 0-1 here. You've got Jarnigan and Duncan left side of the infield, Schmidt and Woody on the right side. Comer, Pinkstaff, Beacom in the outfield left to right, and that one fouled away. The senior Yaya Puente back behind the plate, and Sadie Ross looking for win number 12 and in command right now. No balls and two strikes here. Noel down at first and Wiley at the plate. This is a big batter in the ballgame. Sadie comes back. Pitch is hit to left field. This could be trouble. Coming in a hurry. She can't get there. It was Comer on the dive. Ball got behind her. The runner is Noel around third. They're going to hold her up at third. So it's second and third for the Tigers, and it brings the crowd alive. It is a huge crowd here today in Eaton. Boy, LaHunta, I tell you what, they brought the folks, no doubt. Both the Reds and the LaHunta side are packed for this game. So second and third and nobody out. And now we'll see what the freshman Sadie Ross has in the mix. Jalen Springer struck out and a board on an error. Pitch on the way and that one's fouled away. It is not Springer. It is Brianna Lucero who's at the plate right here. Pitch on the way, and that's a ground ball to third. Jarnigan, good play, holds the runner and throws her out. That's a great play by the senior at third base, Jenny Jarnigan. So one away here in the sixth inning. Runners at second and third, and here comes a shunt. Here comes a hitter. Well, how did Lucero bat out of order? They hit the wrong batter there. If that's Lucero, there's the pitch. And now here's Jalen Springer. Springer I had batting the time before. None of the coaches are seeing this. They hit out of order here. I wondered if I had it right. Here's the pitch. That is inside. It might not matter in the end. So Springer at the plate. Lucero was the one who just hit the ball, and they're in the opposite order. I don't get this. That pitch is in for a strike. It's 1-2. 7-2 Reds. That's what we know. That's like the third time today that I've seen the Tigers where I thought maybe they hit out of order. Here's the pitch. That can't be right. That pitch is up. 2-2. Chantel Martinez, the sophomore center fielder, is out on deck now. Here's the look and a pitch from Ross. Ground ball to third again. Jarnigan's going to go home. Now they're going to have to go back to third, not in time. And the fielder's choice there. Interesting decision by the senior. The runner at third broke. And maybe if you're Jarnigan, you pump fake once because they would have had her by a mile at home just to see if she really is honest about going home. As soon as Jenny threw home, the runner went back to the bag, so the bases are loaded. And Chantel Martinez is going to come up here. Courtesy runner here will come in. So the bases are loaded for the Tigers here with one out. 7-2 lead. Boy, that lead could get really shaky if the Tigers can clear the bases. Here's the pitch by Ross. Swinging a little looper right field. That's going to get in for a base hit. In to pick it up is Beacom. One run is in. Two runs are in. And the runners are at the corners. Runner goes to second here. No throw. It's 7-4 and runners at second and third. Well, things get a little interesting now. It'll be Eliza Frazier who will come up and try to hit now. Remember, she got hit in the elbow when she was on deck. Hunter Wallace had to come hit for her last time, but she's back in there now. Here's the pitch with runners at second and third, and it's high for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. 7-4 Reds lead here in the sixth inning. This one is far from over. Ross set to go. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. What a way here in the top of the sixth inning. Runners at second and third. The tying run is at the plate for the Tigers. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, first base through. Nope, second baseman made the play. Kick it over to first base to Jamie Woody. That's a great play by Alexis Schmidt. Woody dove for it at first base. Schmidt dove from second in the hole, came up with it, and then got the ball to Jamie Woody, who scurried back to the bag to make the putout. So the run is in. It's 7-5 now. Two away. RBI for Frazier. And there's a runner at third base now. Three runs in, 7-5 game. The pitch on the way, and that's up in the zone. No, he did get a strike. Dave Ramirez, the home plate umpire, shows the right arm. It's 0-1 to Azalea Gámez. Gámez, the tying run. The pitch is up in the zone. One ball and one strike. Big hitter. You know Sadie Ross, the freshman, would love to have a two-run lead going into the seventh inning. And the Reds can get some insurance in the bottom half. Pitch fouled away right there, and it's 1-2. A strike away from getting to the dugout, but three runs for the Tigers here in the sixth have made it a precarious lead at 7-5. Gámez back in. Ross deals. Two-strike pitch is off speed, and she bounced it up there. And it is two balls and two strikes here. First base open. And Lexi Nunez-Rebel, who's got two hits in the ballgame, out on deck. Well, never say die for the La Junta Tigers, that's for sure. Pitch on the way, struck her out with a fastball. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. The Reds would love some insurance runs. It is a three-run inning for La Junta. Go to the last of the six, 7-5 Reds. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Billings by Design? They are one of Chief Billings' top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Billings by Design, they are the highest quality. Billings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Billings by Design.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, the 3A state quarterfinals, and the Reds here at home, the Eaton Reds, with a 7-5 lead over La Junta. That's 7-2. Just a couple of unearned runs for the Tigers into the sixth, and then they come up with three runs on three hits in the inning and have made this a game. First pitcher on the way, fouled away. Top of the order, Blake Duncan. So Duncan, Pinkstaff, and Ross, the Reds would love to get a few back here in the inning and build that two-run lead here. Last of the sixth inning. Wiley deals, and the pitch to Duncan's up. It's a ball and a strike here. After the ball game, head right there, right over the road, right down. I can throw a stone over there to A&W and Eaton. It is Papa Tuesday. Pitch right there for strike two, 1-2. Buy a Papa Burger combo, get one absolutely free. A&W and Eaton got you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Try the fish, too. The fish and fry is unbelievable. The cod is terrific. Here's the pitch. Off speed, hit to left field, coming up and making the catch is the left fielder, Alexis Triano, and there's one away. One gone for the Reds in the sixth inning. Emily Pinkstaff will come to the plate. 7-5. If the Reds don't score here, you're going to give the ball to the freshman, Sadie Ross, in the biggest moment of her career in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch on the way, ripped to right field in a hurry. Coming over and making the grab is Jaden Smith. Boy, that was hit on a rope by Pinkstaff. Anywhere else, and it's going to the fence, but it's right at the right fielder, two away. And Sadie Ross, who's 3-for-3 in the ball game, will come to the plate here. Pitch on the way, and that missed down low. So one ball, no strikes here. Two outs, last of the sixth inning. Reds lead by a pair, 7-5. Wiley deals, and the pitch to Ross is in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Sadie trying to make it a perfect day. A double in the first, a single in the third, and a single in the fifth. And a one run batted into the ballgame. Pitch there is up. Two balls and a strike here. Brush is waiting for the winner of this. Brush beat Lions 9-1 today. Pitch on the way is a high skyer into center field. Martinez, the sophomore, camps and makes the catch for the out. Well, the Reds lead by two. Let's see if they can hold on. Sadie Ross, the freshman, will go to the circle when we come back. Seventh and final inning coming up. Reds 7, La Junta 5. Timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Well, we go to the seventh inning. Reds lead 7-5. Standing ovation from the Reds partisan crowd here to try to get him jazzed to play defense in the seventh. Two-run lead, and Ross's first pitch of the seventh is down low in the dirt. It's Nunez Rebel, then Jaden Smith and Emily Knoll. 3-4-5 for the Tigers here. And down 7-5. Here's the pitch by Ross. Swinging a drive. Left field down the line. That's a fair ball. Going to go into the corner. Around to second goes Nunez Rebel. And there's a leadoff double here in the seventh inning. And the Tigers will have the tying run coming up. Oh, doctor. It is nervous time in Eaton right now. 7-5 lead for the Reds. Nine straight wins against the La Junta Tigers for the Reds. Two of those coming in the state tournament. Now Dale Hughes is going to come out and talk to the freshman, Sadie Ross. We were talking about it for Sadie. I mean, you think about it. She is just a freshman. And now in the biggest moment, wearing the red pinstripes. We'll find out if, or actually no pinstripes today. But we'll find out if she can weather this storm. Jaden Smith, the best hitter for the Tigers, is coming to the plate. Tigers have not hit a home run this year. More of a small ball, singles hitting club. However, I say that, and you look at the scorecard, they've got four doubles today. 7-5 Reds, the Sterling crowd up on its feet, and they're cheering. This is a great, great quarterfinal softball game right here. 7-5. Smith into the box with Nunez Rebel at the second base, and the first pitch is right there, inside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike here to Smith. Smith is 0-for-3 today. Ross set to go again. No balls, one strike. The freshman deals fastball just inside. One ball, one strike. Don't need to worry about the runner here. It's a 7-5 game, and there's no force out there. They just need to get three outs here. Ross deals in the 1-1 pitch. Hit down the right field line. Could be trouble. Beckham in a hurry. Reaches up in foul grounds and can't get it. It's a foul ball. Oh, that would have been a great running grab by Brooke Beckham in right field. But as she crossed the line into foul grounds, it bounces out of her glove. The break there for the Reds is it wasn't in fair grounds. However, if it was a couple feet towards fair, she probably would have caught it. So a ball and two strikes here to Jaden Smith. Runner at second, 7-5 Reds in the seventh inning. Ross set to go, 1-2 pitch, fastball grounded to short. That's going to be a Duncan to first in time for the out. Runner to third, that doesn't matter. She's safe at third, but the Reds are now just two outs away from moving to the final four. So one gone. They need not even think about Lexi Nunez Rebel over at third. 7-5 lead if she scores, big deal, 7-6. The players they've got to get are Knoll and Wiley, the next two La Junta hitters. Winner of this one gets brushed 10 a.m. in Aurora on Saturday. Pitch on the way, fastball inside. Nope, that got the inside corner. No balls and a strike. Reds two outs away from facing Brush on Saturday at 10 a.m. They win it here. We'll have it for you 10 a.m. Saturday right here on Preps Radio. That pitch is high, and it's a ball and a strike now. Sadie Ross trying to get her 12th win of the year against just one defeat. The freshman deals 1-1 pitch. Is popped up right side. Jamie Woody in foul grounds at first base makes the grab, and there's two away. And the Reds are just one out away from letting this crowd explode. Madison Wiley, who has two hits today, she's been on every time. Singled, a board on an error, and doubled. Here she comes to the plate right now. Two outs, seventh inning. La Junta down to their final out. But the tying run sits at the plate. Ross deals. Here's the pitch. Fastball waved at and missed. It's 0-1. Crowd on its feet for the Reds. Let's see if they can get this done. No balls, one strike. Two outs. The freshman Sadie Ross just two strikes away from getting to the final four. 0-1 pitch. Fastball not going to buy it. It's a ball inside. One ball, one strike. Nervous time in Eaton right now. A ball and a strike. Ross set to go. 1-1 pitch. Fastball grounded back to the box. Sadie will go to first, and the Reds are going to the final four. Reds win it 7-5. Sadie Ross gets the win, her 12th of the year. We'll come back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eaton, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Welcome back to Eaton, Colorado Eaton High School, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show as the Reds advance to the Final Four. The semifinals down in Aurora on Saturday, they'll take on the Brush Beat Diggers, who whipped up on Lions today 9-1. The Reds beat La Junta 7-5 here, so that means Eaton and Brush will battle at 10 a.m. We'll have it for you, first pitch at 10 a.m. right here on Preps Radio Saturday morning. Let's get to it. Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service, 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Yeah, their phone number, 970-834-2132. That is Alt Feed Mill. Reds win this one. Final totals in the ballgame. The Reds, 7 runs, 11 hits. The La Junta Tigers, 5 runs on 9 hits. The winner in the circle, or 12th win of the year against just one loss, Sadie Ross, the freshman for the Reds. The loser was sophomore Madison Wiley, who drops her record to 10-4 as the Tigers call it a season. So the Reds with a big win here today, 7-5, holding on by the skin of their teeth. Let's get to our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. That's 970-351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. And the CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters player of the game, let's give it to the senior Yaya Puente. 2-for-3 in the ballgame, a double, a single, 3 RBIs for the senior catcher. Yaya is our CRP 4x4 player of the game. The play of the game, that's presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed, stay on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious about how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of northern Colorado, online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. And our play of the game is, I'm going to go out and say the play of the game was the defensive play that Blake Duncan made at shortstop early in the ballgame. LaHunta trying to mount a rally, and she took a base hit away, going high up in the air at shortstop to take hits away from the Tigers. Blake Duncan with our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. 7-5, Reds over LaHunta today. They get Brush at 10 a.m. Saturday morning right here on Preps Radio. Let's come back and wrap it up. The Ault Feed Mill postgame show final segments next. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Politicians continue to ignore our taxpayers' Bill of Rights. They disguise massive tax hikes by calling them fees in order to prevent you from voting on them. New fees have cost Coloradans hundreds of millions of dollars. They've increased fees on our car registration and our health insurance plans, all without voter approval. This November, the Vote on Fees initiative would stop this legislative abuse and finally let us vote on new, big state fees. Let's let the people decide. Vote yes on Proposition 117. Paid for by voter approval of fees.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top 3 in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
As summer is winding down, it's time to sit back and let Fresh Coat Painters do the work. Dave and his team would love to revive your home. Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte is a family-owned company that cares about giving that little extra to make sure the job is done right. They are committed to getting the job done on time and on budget. Call their LaSalle office at 970-573-5450 to get your free quote. Mention KFKA for a free cooler with any quote. Fresh Coat Painters. They do painting right.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Prep softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
Welcome back here to Eaton as we conclude the Ault Feed Mill postgame show. 7-5, the Reds win today. Reds went out to a 4-0 lead, 4 runs in the third inning. LaHunta gets 2 unearned runs in the fourth to kind of stick around. Then the Reds pound 3 more out in the fifth to go up 7-2, and you're thinking, okay, they're home free. And then LaHunta said, no, not so fast, my friend. 3 runs in the sixth inning to make it 7-5. Put a runner on in the seventh inning. They had the tying run to the plate and could not get any more than that. The Reds and Sadie Ross, the freshman, win this one today 7-5 and move on to the semifinals. They'll face Brush 10 a.m. down in Aurora. We'll have that game for you right here on Preps Radio. The other side of the bracket, Strasburg and Lutheran. We don't have a final there yet or any scores. University is against Lyman as well. So those winners will play at 10:30 on another diamond down there at Aurora. And then comes the championship at 1 o'clock. If either Eaton or University are in that championship game, we will have it for you here on Preps Radio. Wouldn't it be something to see UH and Eaton in the finals? And that very well could happen. Reds win 7-5 here today. Once again, our CRP Truck Outfitters player of the game, Yaya Puente, with three ribbies today. And she had a big family gathering here by the backstop just a minute ago. That's cool. That is cool to see that. Well, Reds win 7-5. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th. Remember, tomorrow night, football, believe it or not. Yep, football right here in this town in Eaton. It'll be Weld Central coming to Eaton to take on Zach Lemon's Reds. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. Final score once again in this 3A quarterfinal matchup. It was the Reds from Eaton with a 7-5 win over the Tigers from La Junta. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.